Hope you enjoyed part one of our conversation, our visit with Chris Sims. He is a plethora of quarterback knowledge, no question about that. You're going to really like part two. And Chris referenced his dad, the legendary Phil Sims, playing with the Giants and that Giants-Jets game that you talked about.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, one thing about Phil Sims and Chris Sims, not only great football players, but as good a human being as walks the face of the earth. I mean, great people, tremendous people, no doubt about it.
Thank you, Dave. Dad's awesome. Dad's a better guy than me. Don't lump me in there with him. Don't bring his stock down. All right. You know, I'm not perfect and I got a big mouth and sometimes speak a little out of turn. So dad's much more polite. He's got more of the Kentucky politeness. I got more of the Jersey attitude and we're alike, but a little different.
I hear you. Great family though, man. Great family.
Thanks, buddy.
As I'm looking at the quarterback again, we're talking about the Bengals schedule. All right, division games. All these quarterbacks, the three quarterbacks we talk about, that's six of them. Six games the Bengals will have to play against talent at the quarterback position. 12 of the 17 games in the Bengals schedule are being played against top 19 quarterbacks in your list. 12 of the 17 got Patrick Mahomes, have Josh Allen. You have Lamar Jackson twice, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson twice, Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith at 15, Ryan Tannehill at 16, Kyler Murray, if healthy, at 19. I mean, that is, the NFL, quarterback play is massive to the success of football teams. And a lot of these teams have good defenses to back it up. I'm not saying that the Bengals, are not one of the better teams in the league. But I'm telling you, man, if somebody gets hot, these quarterbacks, they get hot.
Exactly.
Any one of them can go to the Pro Bowl and take their team to the Super Bowl. It's crazy.
No doubt about it. I think you're exactly right. Injuries, a hot quarterback. I mean, that's what could be crazy. The way the league is set up for the passing game and protecting the quarterback, yeah, it lends itself to the star quarterback. So, we're not playing our best, but we're down by 10 here with 6-7 minutes. Okay, we can make a run at this thing. I mean, come on. 17-point leads this day and age. I mean, they're nothing. Nobody even blinks at it anymore, especially the top quarterbacks. So that's where I do it. It could be very interesting from that standpoint. And, hey, it's going to be tough sledding. The one thing I look at with the Bengals schedule, I think that's a positive, right, is, not to say that it's easy. I don't want to say that. But I'm a big in, let's look at the early part of the year and see if we can get off to a good start and get some confidence and mojo going. I'm one of those, instead of going, December 17th, that's a win, that's a loss. We can legitimately have a little bit of a feel for early part of the year. And, hey, Browns and Ravens to start the year, we know that's not going to be easy. Right. But your Bengals team's super talented too. But then I look at, the next four, and I know nothing's given in the NFL, but I can say with confidence that the Bengals roster is better than the Rams, the Titans, the Cardinals, or the Seahawks.
Right.
So I would think that the Bengals are sitting pretty. I'd be shocked if they weren't going into their bye week and preparing to play the 49er football team in week 8 to where they're sitting in a good spot, and now you're going, okay, wait, the Bengals are good. We thought they'd be good. Now let's gauge how good they are because they're going up against a real Super Bowl team in the 49ers, and let's see how they stack up, which I expect the Bengals to stand toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah, you're right. And, people say the bye week, that might be a little early. Yeah, maybe. But then Thursday night, November 16th, just right about a month later, you have a long week. It's almost like a mini bye. So, if you get nicked up with something – I think overall it's a pretty fair schedule. I agree.
I like the bye week right there. As a player, I don't know. Dave, I know bye weeks were before your time, but I wasn't trying to take a shot, but it was a little shot. All right. But,
it's true. It's a fact.
But I was always as a player, I didn't want it too early in the year. I didn't want it week three or four because I was like, wait, we're just getting going here. I don't want to take a break, right? And I didn't want it week 13 or 14 because I always felt like, hey, we're coming down the home stretch here. We got to keep having the pedal on the metal. I don't want guys to go away and lose attention to details and techniques and, you know, overeat on a four-day weekend and come back and our left tackle's 25 pounds overweight, right? So that's what I look at week seven and go, to me, that's kind of the sweet spot. Get the team going. You're hitting on all cylinders. You're maybe a little beat up from the first six games. You get a break, but now you get a chance to reignite the engines here and have no stop to go, you know, get on the winning streak, win, go into the playoffs and ride that momentum from there. So I'm actually, I would like it if I was playing for the Bengals.
Yeah, I agree 100,000% on that. There's no question about it. I mean, looking at these quarterbacks, I like when you put your tiers in there too. You know, you have tier one, tier two, and you say, you know, sometimes there's not a big separation, big difference between the tiers, but sometimes there is. That's very interesting to me. And is there a quarterback that you looked at that, I mean, okay, some of these guys, the top five guys, their floor right now is so high.
Right.
How much ceiling do they have? Is there a guy where his floor is not ridiculously high and the ceiling is? Is there a guy that is maybe toward the bottom of the top 20 or maybe around 15 who could make that big jump for you in your eyes? Or what do you think there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and one, you know, I think the big thing when I meant to hit this too, when I talked about Joe just a little bit, and I talk about the top four guys, top five really for sure, where, you know, I'm big into taking advantage of what's there to be had, right? And yeah. I don't, you know, that's where to me some of the grading sites are a little wrong, where they can go, oh, well, completion, positive grade. And I go, then I watch the film and I go, well, yeah, he got a four-yard completion. That's great. It wasn't a bad grade, but somebody was open for a 30-yard gain down the middle. So we're going to give the positive grade for chickening it out or not making the right decision or throw there.
Yeah.
And see, that's where the top four or five, they never miss, right? And then I'm big into when nothing is there to be had. Oh, everybody's covered. The protection's not that great. What do you do from there? And that's where, you know, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes just shine. That's where they shine. Either they throw a ball where you go, oh, I don't know how he got that in there. Or they buy a little extra time moving around the pocket or get outside the pocket where you go, damn, the defense did everything right. They won the play. And Joe Burrow still got a 20-yard completion. And that's just where they're special, that group. So that's where they separate themselves. Now, like guys that you're talking about where, you know, I got Russell Wilson at 14, right? He'd be a guy, Russell Wilson's ability is still big time. It might have fallen off from where he was, right? But he's still pretty good running. He can make plays off schedule. His arm is still elite. Right. He has a few more sidearm releases and things than he gets credit for. That was a tough situation last year. A crappy O-line, no running game, first year head coach, a lot of pressure on him. He'd be one where I'd go watch out for him along with Geno Smith. Geno Smith's talent is real. If I just went off of last year, he'd be ranked higher than 15 on my list. But I can't go, oh, Russell Wilson, 10 years of all-pro play, one bad year. Geno Smith, nothing for 10 years, one really awesome year. Oh, he's a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. No, I got to take into account a little bit of the history of the player and overall there. But Geno's talent is he has an elite arm. He has elite size, and he's an elite athlete to go along with it. So, like, don't be shocked, fans out there, if Geno Smith throws for 4,500 yards again and 33 touchdowns and Seattle's a player, especially with that weaponry up there. Those are two that jump out to me a lot in that way. Justin Fields at 23 would probably be the ultimate guy, Dave.
Yeah.
Right? Best running quarterback in football right now. Human highlight film to a degree. But when you break them down, it's a collection of plays. There's not a lot of consistency. The throwing still needs to be improved, right? the staying in the pocket and going through reads is still not at the level you'd like it. So he would probably fit that ultimate boom or bust question to finally give you a real answer there.
You know, it is remarkable. You made a comment, you know, these quarterbacks are athletic, and people don't understand how athletic some of these guys are at the quarterback position. I mean, right. Russell Wilson was a Major League Baseball prospect. I mean, legit. Joe Burrow, for example, here in Cincinnati, the Bengals go to the Reds.
I saw it.
Yeah, earlier in the week, and he goes yard multiple times. Jimmy Burrow, his dad, said baseball was his sport. He thought he was going to be a baseball player for a long time. I mean, these guys are athletes, man. It's incredible. You're a great athlete. You weren't just a football player. I mean, your dad played multiple sports. I mean, these quarterbacks are talented athletes, man.
No doubt about it. You know, quarterbacks are a good blend of, you know, not the freakiest physical guys our age, right? We're not going to go through the legs and do a dunk or a 360 dunk, but we can dunk. And we run pretty good, and our agility and stuff is pretty good. But then our hand-eye is usually special.
Yeah,
you know, that's where, like, yeah, I mean, if you go, oh, I need one player to knock down a 25-foot jump shot right now, my mind would right away go to, like, Mahomes or Burrow. I go, well, I want one of those two to shoot it. I don't even know. I don't need to see it. I just know it, right? It's like, oh, I need someone to hit a baseball. Oh, wait, Burrow, Mahomes, Josh Allen. Oh, okay, yeah, right. I mean, those are guys, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen. I look at them and go, if they decided they wanted to be Major League Baseball players when they were 16 years old, they'd be in the majors right now, you know, just like John Elway was. My dad was drafted in the 7th round by the St. Louis Cardinals. I could have gone Division I in basketball. Didn't only play baseball 1 year, so I didn't get to finish that out. But, yeah, you know, quarterbacks are phenomenal athletes, and I think – you could look at them and go, yeah, they could translate to other sports. And, you know, just like some of the great pitchers in baseball, they could probably play quarterback too in the NFL.
No question. You're exactly right. I know you and your dad work with a lot of young quarterback prospects. I mean, is the pipeline pretty well stocked? Do you foresee the position in good hands for years to come based on the talent that you guys are working with?
I think so. It's just the sport has exploded to, like, I mean, we always knew it was popular, but it's to me going to do another stratosphere here in the last like 8 to 10 years. I mean, it's like all year round, 7-on-7, whatever you want. We need to throw quarter. I'm 7.5. I got a quarterback coach already. You know, we're working on my progressions and my audibles versus the all out blitz. It's like, what? I didn't even know, you know, how to throw the ball that well at that point yet, but that's where we are. And I think the pipeline between the picks we saw this year in the first round, right? And then, you know, I look at like next year, Caleb Williams, the quarterback at Washington, Michael Pinnock, right? The kid at North Carolina. Like, I'd be sure, you know, Pinnock and Caleb Williams will be top five picks for sure. The kid from North Carolina looks like a first rounder. I don't think he's as physically gifted as those guys. But yeah, I think was as popular as the sport is, how many people we got in this country right now? I'm seeing some of the guys that my dad and my brother really work with. One of them is the starting quarterback of Ohio State, Kyle McCord, right? Yeah, some of these kids, I watch them throw with my dad and my brother, and I go, wow, I mean, that's NFL-type stuff, and they're 17 years old. So I do think we're in good hands for years to come at the position.
Yeah, the Sims family, your dad, yourself, your brother, all three NFL quarterbacks. That is just unbelievable, no doubt about it. And really, all the information that you just blessed us with for the last half hour or so is unbelievable as well, Chris. We appreciate you carving time, because I know, man, you are in demand. There's no doubt about that. Nobody, I don't know, 24 hours, it's not a long enough day for Chris Sims, man, everything you got cooking.
It depends. It depends on the time of year. Now I'm finally getting to take a deep breath. But yeah, you know, it's been a long year, and I am busy, and I'm excited to enjoy a little time off. And then, you know, the other thing is, I mean, you could speak to this a little bit. You know how it is when you talk for a living, and I have a day where I do a 2-hour show, and then I have an hour and a half break, and then I do a 2-hour podcast, and then I might go on another show or radio show or podcast. I get done and I go, holy crapola, Batman, I'm done talking, and I don't feel like talking to anybody. And then I put the phone away, and then I might get a text from Dave Lapham that I don't look at for like a little while, and I get behind, and then I'll go, damn, I forgot to text Dave back. So those are some of the issues I got to deal with. Small world problems right there.
I'll tell you what, you're more than gracious with your time with us, and we really do appreciate it. And give my best to your dad, and
you know it.
Enjoy some time with the family. It's well earned, well deserved, my man.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. We'll get back together, you know, before the season, and we'll break down the Bengals and maybe some preseason football or something like that.
Love it. You're the best. Thanks, Chris.
All right, buddy. Be good. Go Bengals. See you guys.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.